We now have more news stories, including delays for drivers as the Broadland Northway is repaired and a multi-storey car park scheme is back in front of planning councillors. But first, a pioneering scheme may help abused children.
It was once a hot spot for drug dealing and prostitution, but thanks to an army of volunteers, Old Library Wood in Thorpe Hamlet has been reclaimed by the community. And now the Old Library Wood Collective has launched an unusual initiative to keep antisocial behaviour at bay, a community bookcase. People were once scared to walk through the park, said Fee Lego, a member of the volunteer group. She says, the women who worked at the local businesses were given rape whistles, but we thought we would start something positive, and it has worked. We wanted to attract normal residents and push out antisocial individuals. The latest addition to their well-kept public space is a handcrafted community bookcase made and painted by Ms. Lego and Crispin K. Morell. Mr. K. Morell said, it took quite a while to find the right wood, something that wasn't made out of chipboard but made out of oak. It is important there is something positive to do in the park. The collective have been cleaning up the park for 1 year. Now the quaint community space boasts manicured hedges, seating, flower beds and fencing. Their next mission is to install bright LED lighting along the pathway through the park. The Little Library Book Swap is filled with long and short reads to exchange with one of your own paperbacks. The collective go on regular litter picks and host events at the Old Library Muse Park.
The beaming faces of the big issue vendors add charm to Norwich. But while we politely accept or decline the offer of a magazine, one artist changed the course of his day to stop, talk and to sketch one of them. The decision also changed the course of his life and has led to a series of caricatures of the vendors in the magazine. Norwich cartoonist Christopher Nairn has been feeling suicidal as he battled depression and anxiety. But he struck up a friendship with Shane Lakey, the street seller on Davy Place, and soon began to draw him. He said, for a few days we seemed to cross paths so often, it became awkward not to at least smile and nod. And there was only so many times you can walk past someone before you decide either to say hello or treat them like a part of the scenery. It brought me out of my trance. I wanted to give him something special to say thank you. So I did one of my portraits of him, and a few days later he came up to me and gave me some drawing stuff he'd had for a while and thought I might put to good use. Mr. Lakey said when he came up to me, he was saying what an awesome thing I do and how hard we all work to sell the magazine, and that really made my day. A lot of people look the other way and say, get a job, and they don't see that we are working. Vendors buy the magazine for £1.25 and sell to the public for £2.50, keeping the difference. In this way, the magazine provides them with the means to earn a legitimate income.
Motorists using the Broadland Northway face 3 weeks of disruption as the council looks to repair damage already done to the £205 million road. Work has already started on repairs to the roundabout close to Norwich Airport, which are likely to last until the beginning of August. There will be 24-hour lane closures in place on the roundabout as the works are carried out, which will also see extra signs added to the approach to the area. The works include repairs to damaged curbs, replacing chevrons and blue arrows, tidying overrun areas, and providing additional signage. A 30-mile-per-hour speed limit has been put into place in the area of the works, which cover a stretch of around half a kilometre.
There is no Glastonbury this year, but frankly, who cares? Latitude Festival has all the acts, all the comedy, and this year it has all the sunshine as well. The star of the weekend was Liam Gallagher. His secret set, peppered with sing-along Oasis hits, will live long in the memory. He did play a few new songs, but this is a man who knows what he is good at, belting out classics. Beyoncé knows his sister Solange, Sean, and Alt J, who first played one of the smaller stages at Southwold Henham Park in 2012, rounded things off with aplomb. But this is more than just a music festival. It's about food, cabaret, and most of all, families. The difference between Latitude and every other major British festival is how welcoming it is to children. From newborn to teenagers, this festival caters for everybody.
Proposals for a new multi-storey car park close to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital return to committee. Members of South Norfolk Council's Planning Committee delayed their decision over Norwich's Research Park's application to build a large car park on Colney Lane. The decision was made after fears were raised that the project would interfere with the flight path of the search and rescue helicopters, which serve the hospital. Committee members felt further work was required to find a solution to suit the needs of both the applicants and Bristow Helicopters, which run the search and rescue service. The committee will discuss the plans, which include a 1,142-space multi-storey car park, on the current flat parking area across the road from the hospital's accident and emergency department.
This week's second feature, written by Stacia Briggs and read by Sarah Lusher, tells the tale of Bernard Smart, a trailblazer in war and peace.